What's up, K-State Nation? This is Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State coming at you early on this Sunday morning, folks. April 23rd, 2023. Too many 23s here on this particular day. And too many sixes for K-State baseball, folks. But in a good way. After Friday night's big win over UC Irvine, a turnaround yesterday afternoon, and clinch the series, take down UC Irvine again in game two by the score of 6-4 Saturday afternoon at Anteater. Oh man, Anteater Park. Okay, Mitch P. Hughes after the game talking about his team today. Quote, today was a team effort, and he continues, quote, we had teammates picking each other up in every aspect of the game all day in this one, end quote. And then I'm going to go ahead and finish up. Manager B. Hughes of the K-State Mets baseball team, I almost said basketball, quote, the energy in our program this season has been phenomenal. We were tough with two outs and tough on the road, end quote there as well. And yeah, that's what we've been talking about again, having to go back and preach once again about this team of Pete Hughes, their team. Now, obviously, for whatever reason, they're starting to lose at Toyin now. But the opposite end of that spectrum, they're winning games on the road. So they can pick it up a little bit better at home. I know they can. Shout out to K-State Nation. They've been some good crowds out there at the ballpark this year. And rightfully so. They can pick it up just a little bit. They might have a chance to get in the play past the Big 12 tournament here coming up in, yeah, next month already. Next month already. But staying on task here, UC Irvine 6-4 yesterday in the game, which puts the Cats 9 games over 500, 26-15 in coming into the season the last game against the UC Irvine here later on this afternoon. Let's take a look at inside the box score here. Do your Cats 6 runs, 7 hits, no errors. The Anteaters 4 runs, 6 hits and an error in this one. UC Irvine did jump on K-State 2-0, and then like we've seen it all year long, the Cats responded with 2 of their own in the top half of the second. There were no scoring until the Cats broke the tie in the 5th. And UC Irvine added 1 in the 6th in the bottom of the 7th as well. And then K-State rallied, 8, went ahead in the 8th, and then tacked on an insurance in the top of the 9th inning. Time of the action, 2 hours and 42 minutes there. The attendance, just a shade over 600 there in this game as well. Your winning pitcher, folks, belongs to Blake Corestino with his inning pitch out of the bullpen. 2 hits, walk 2, but struck out an anteater. Germán Forjados did start for the Cats, went 5 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs. Both of them were earned. A walk and 5 strikeouts. Tyru Corestino, Kyler Henney picks up his first save for the Cats here deep in the season here in 2023. Cameron Wheeler, where it was handed the loss in this one. two and one, he drops now. My goodness. He drops to 2-1 on the season, folks, after only a 2/3 innings pitch out of the bullpen. He walked 3 Cats, gave up a run in this one as well. Caleb Culpepper was the hero of Friday night there, giving the Cats the lead here. Well, not here, but back in Cali. There as well, look at the offense here. Cash Wrigley goes hitless in this game there, along with Kalen Culpepper as well, after being a hero Friday night. Nick Goodwin, 1-for-5 in this game. Brendan Jones also had a hit in this game, and he drove in a run. So did Nick Goodwin. Brady Day also drove in a run. And then you had Roberto Pena continuing his hot spring. 2 more hits, 2-for-4 in the game, and he drove in a pair of K-State runs as well in this one. And another stat here, I almost overlooked it. K-State's 13th victory on the road clinched another non-con series this year in 2023. So, again, we have been preaching between myself and Alex Aiden really since after last summer, that the Cats need to start winning on the road games on the road. They probably listened to this podcast. They have done exactly that and put themselves in a good position for the sweep later on this afternoon, which is set at 3 Central. And it'll be on the ESPN Plus, ESPN app there. And if you can't, you're too busy for that, the radio station here in Manhattan, Kansas will have it. K-Man 1350 will have that as well. The Cats ties the season school record, 13 road victories. Last time they did that, that was the Big 12 Conference title season there, 20-13. And despite going over, Rugley keeps his on-base streak alive, 23 straight. That's incredible there as well. Well, folks, that's going to do it for another edition, K-State Nation, of the Postcast Edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State. Again, you're new to the podcast, welcome on board the pod. Again, if it's your first time, you love what you're hearing, definitely make sure you subscribe to the podcast. We're trying to keep up with what's going on with baseball right now. There are 9 games over 500. They're in the top half of the league right now. That's going to pick back up here shortly as well. But Cats looking to put the brooms on the Anteaters later on this afternoon. We'll have reaction to that as well. We'll have another daily coming out here later on this evening as well. So I'm going to do my best to get this up right away here before I take off with my Sunday, get my Sunday started with church and all that jazz. But K-State, Pete Hughes, takes another series and looks for the series sweep this afternoon against UC Irvine. 6-4 in game 2 after taking game 1 Friday night, 6-3. Eddie Greer again. This is the Purple Project Podcast. Again, we're probably not going too well. We're still working on the finalization of a special guest here coming up, so we're probably not going to more than likely record because we're finalization of a special guest. So we already have that locked. It depends on now what the guest does, if he or she wants to come on Thursday or next Sunday. So, but for the time being, make sure you download episode 154 other Purple Project Podcast weekly with myself and Alex A for more K-State coverage. But for right now, you're going to have to stay tuned for the dailies, folks. So there is that. That's going to wrap it again for the postcast of baseball. K-State 6, UC Irvine 4. Go Cats. Eddie Greer. We'll talk to you a little bit later on here on the Purple Project Podcast.